about schedules. In fact, as soon as that testosterone starts coursing, he forgets everything on the agenda for the day. But when you can't, promising a full workout later and then following through on that promise will keep a goofy grin plastered on your husband's face until he sees you again. Instead of only minutes of passion, you'll be giving him an entire day of anticipation, and he'll be thinking about you all that time. Men are wired to always be ready, but that wiring is what draws him back to you time and again, to come home to you, to get physically close to you, to relate to you. Every time you improve your sexual communication, you improve your marital intimacy and relationship overall. That's a pretty big payoff for a little time in the sack. Need me. You're a multitasking woman, spinning lots of plates simultaneously. Your husband watches you do all that, jaw agape. You're a little intimidating because you're so good at that master juggling act. But here's a secret about men you need to know. We want to be your hero. In spite of our manly physique, we're little boys at heart. Mama used to be the most important person in our world, the person we wanted to please most. But since we met and married you, you've become that person who is most important to us. We long to please you, to help you out. However, sometimes we don't know what to do. You look so capable. When you say, "Oh, no, honey, I've got it. I'll finish up here," you might think you're being kind and giving your husband a break. But if that statement is a common occurrence in your household, what a man hears is, "Okay, now run along, little boy. I'll take care of it. You'll only mess it up, so why don't you go do something else?" Men often feel like they're not really needed at home, as if all the family wheels on the wagon will stay turning whether they're home and involved or not. So encourage your man a bit, and he can be a wonderful resource. He may not do things like you do them or as precisely as you do them, but he'll get the job done. His dinner for the kids may not have all the food groups, but it'll fill their tummies. His idea of giving the baby with the poopy diaper a bath may be to hose her off in the yard instead of the loving play in the bath time you'd plan. By the way, yes, I did that once, hosed my daughter off in the backyard, and caught all sorts of grief from my wife when she found out about it later. But I got the job done, the mess was all biodegradable, the baby got clean, and the neighbors got a chuckle to make their day better. What's not to like about all that? Men love to problem solve. Want to see us shine? Hand us a problem, and we'll pursue it until we solve it. Your husband wants to be your fix-it man, your go-to guy. Solving problems, in fact, addresses all three of our top needs, to be wanted, needed, and respected. Want some help? Just ask, and we're happy to oblige. Otherwise, you might look like you're doing so well handling things yourself that we wouldn't dare to step in. However, you might want to steer us in the right direction by clarifying the kind of assistance you need. For example, "I'm not sure how I can get everything done today that's on my list. Could you take a look and see what you think is most important?" Handing him your checklist will accomplish your goal in more ways than one. It will give you a second set of eyes to look at what needs to be done and what could wait. Plus, it allows your husband to see all the things on your list. If he views what you need to do, it gives him the opportunity to say, "Well, I could help with items 3 and 5 over my lunch hour. Right after work, I could do item 12. I could handle item 16 this weekend if you could wait until then." And look at that.